In summary, here's your excellence in customer service mindset mantra. I'm going to say it twice. Try to say it with me the second time. I will focus on the customer's experience and make it the best experience possible. I will handle problems and complaints professionally. I will keep my cool and always treat my customers courteously and with great respect. I will find the lesson and the blessing in every problem. I will track customer satisfaction so I can demonstrate my improvements over time. And I will do my part to increase revenues by selling at the point of service. Again, I will focus on the customer's experience and make it the best experience possible. I will handle problems and complaints professionally. I will keep my cool and always treat my customers courteously and with great respect. I will find the lesson and the blessing in every problem. I will track customer satisfaction so I can demonstrate my improvements over time, and I will do my part to increase revenues by selling at the point of service. Now rate yourself. Give yourself a score from 5 to 95% in the critical key performance area of customer service. If you're doing all of these things correct and your customers just love you and you're able to turn around every problem that you have into an opportunity, then you may want to score yourself extremely high. On the other hand, if you're constantly getting into arguments with your clients and you know that customer service is an extremely bad problem for you, you may want to rate yourself pretty low. Think of some of the things that you can do right now to improve your probability of success and to accelerate your growth in the critical area of customer service. Create some goals around them, make a 90-day plan, and do the work. Now process this information, take a break, and come back in a few minutes for the summarization. This is Paul Hoyt. Thanks for listening.